Blog Talk Radio. They should read from their own Bible if they have one. If not, I'm sure our Father in heaven doesn't mind for them to read this Bible. And I read from the King James Version of the Bible. So let's start reading in chapter 7, Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Now, that is God, I think, the Ancient of Days, from whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. See, he doesn't have stringy chicken feathered hair that I call like white people. He has thick hair like mine, and I thank you, Father, for it. His throne was like a fiery throne, and his wheels were burning as fire. A fire stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him. Now remember, the hymn is Ancient of Days, and I call him our Father in heaven. I call him our God. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and judgment was set, and the books were opened. Now, I want you to write that down. Write down Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, chapter 7, C-H-A-P-T-E-R, then put a semicolon, colon, and then put a 9, verse 9. I want you to know that the Ancient of Days is, he looks like me. Well, his hair does, but my hair is not quite right. White, it's coming white. Then I want you all to turn to the book of Revelation. That is the last book of the Bible. And I want you to turn to chapter 1 and verse, I think it's verse 14. I'm in Revelation now. And that's in the New Testament. It's spelled R-E-V-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. It is in chapter 14. Chapter 1, verse 14. Let me read this into your hearing. His head and his hairs were like wool. Now, does that sound like a white guy having hair like wool? No, it doesn't. It sounds like a person like me, as white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire. This is the Ancient of Days, Son, Jesus. He is not white. He is a black person. And I want you all to know that. That's in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, C-H-A-P-T-E-R, 1, verse 14. This is describing his child, his son, and his feet like fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters, you know. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and the countenance, that's his facial expression, as the sun shining in his strength. So his face was like it was the sun shining. And that's what I want you to know this day, my sheep. My Father said to me, well, Jesus said to me, feed his sheep. And that's what I intend to do. I may not read all as excellent as some of you, but I don't want to belch. And I just did. But I will do my best. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening to everyone. The only book in the Bible that tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. And this is when Sabbath begins, in the evening and the next day. It begins on Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. I ask you, sheep, to have your three P's ready and handy. Can you ask me what are they? I'll tell you. They are your pen, pencil, and paper. What I want you to do is jot down whatever scripture references that I might state. I have stated to you so far, Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Then I have also stated to you Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. I want you to know that this Bible is talking about two black men. One is our God, and the other one is his son. Now, whether you're white or not, or whatever color you are, the only way you can get to heaven is through his son, Jesus. And Jesus comes quickly. He will visit you quickly because he brings you a gift. And you didn't know what he was there for. I know I did not know. And he was showing me a mansion. And I can't wait to go to that mansion. It'll be my mansion. And no one, as I believe, will be able to remove me because that's where his son has put me. Now, sheep, I know that on the computer it states that I am to read to you from Joshua chapter 11. But I have read a little further, and I want you all to follow me this day. We will pick up on Joshua chapter 13, because I have read to you Joshua chapter 11, and I am going to read chapter 13 as best as I can. And I want you sheep to know that I do not expect to receive your calls, because my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep. And when he said feed his sheep, I think that he was telling me to read his Bible. Also, I want you all to know that hell has opened itself, its mouth wide. I want you to read Isaiah, that's spelled I-S-I-A-H. That's in the Old Testament, chapter 5, verse 14. That's where it tells you that hell has opened up its mouth and he has enlarged himself so that he can get you who are making fun of me, and that's okay, and choose to do just the opposite of what God may have told you. You are to repent and serve our Father and do his will. You know, from time to time, I will read his Ten Commandments. And you can also find his Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus chapter 3 through, I think, 17. I'm not too sure, but I can look that up for you. Also, I should tell you about his other feast day. And I'm going to ask you, because Halloween is coming up, and you know that is not our Father's. Maybe you don't know. That's not one of our Father's annual festivals. His last festival was on the Day of Atonement, was on October the 9th. And then coming up next week on October the 14th through the 20th will be the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's when you have the great fall harvest and you live in boots. Well, I don't live outside in a boot, but that's what they did at that time when we celebrated we still celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And then we have the last great day on October the 21st. So let's get into celebrating our Father's feast days and not man's feast days. Men give you a feast day of Halloween where you buy candy and pass it out to the children. Well, that's not one of God's days. That's the devil's day. You worship the devil worshipers. They do that. They entice you to try to lose your soul, to do some of anything. And God doesn't want you to do anything. That's why he gave you the Ten Commandments. You cannot do anything that you feel like you want. That's what Satan or Lucifer, one of his names, he will have you to do. And you are, be a follower of God. Submit yourself unto God and follow him. No matter what, you want to do what he says to do. He may tell you to do some things that you don't want to do, and you might be scared to do, but I admonish you to go ahead and do it. Ask God to give you the courage to do his will, and that's what he gave me, because for 27 years, I was scared. I was scared to even talk on the phone, and as well as I talk now. I talk on the phone to you, see, and I'm so glad that I had a young person who sounded like he could have been one of my sons call me last Tuesday, and I called him back. Well, that's what will happen. What I will do is call you back after my program is over with, because my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep. Another thing that I want to tell you, children, is that they're having a war over in the land where I thought we were supposed to go, but that's our land. I want you to know that those people, the book of Revelations tell you in chapter 2 and 9, as well as in chapter 3 and 9, those people are over there who say that they are Jews. They are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. So why do you want to go over there and visit Jerusalem now? Our Father has to clean them out of our land and put us back over into that land. Now, just like the young white girl was saying, Jesus is white. Jesus said, forgive them because they do not do what they do not do what they do. They do not know what they do. To me, he's saying they are stupid. So They don't know what they do. They won't even read this Bible. They're talking, walking around, spreading rumors that God is white. I have read this Bible. There is no place in the Bible have I seen God being white with stringy hair. I've always seen him having hair with that looks like mine when I wash it. His hair is made of wool. And again, in Revelations 2 and 9, and in Revelation 3 and 9, it tells you that those people are of the synagogue of Satan. We say they are Jews, but they are not. They are the children of Satan. Let me find out, tell you what I found out about them. A DNA test was done, and they are the Khazars, and it's spelled Khazars. And DNA unearthed stunning secret about them. They say they are Jews, but they're not. They are Khazars. And I'm telling you who they are. They are Khazars. You should have nothing to do with them. If they can lie on Jesus like that, no telling what they will do to you. So let us get back into the reading of Joshua chapter 13. Of course, there are words that I may not know how to pronounce, but most times I will try to pronounce the word and then spell it out for you. That's one of the reasons why I ask if you have your pen, paper, and pencil so that you can write these things down that I may say to you. Now, Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines and all Gershom. Gershom is spelled Geshuri. From Sihor. Sihor is spelled Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Akron. That's spelled Ekron, northward, which is counted to the Canaanites, five lords of the Philistines, the Gershonite, that's spelled G-A-Z-A-T-H-I-T-E-S, and the Ashdodites, spelled A-S-H-D-O-T-H-I-T-E-S, and Ashkenites, that's spelled E-S-H-K-O. K-A-I-O-N-I-T-S. Let me spell that again for you. E-S-H-K-A-I-O-N-I-T-E-S. The Gittites, spelled G-I-T-T-I-T-E-S. And the Ekronites, that's spelled E-K-R-O-N-I-T-E-S. Also, the Hivites, spelled A-Z-I-T-E-S. Now, those are the lands that still needs to be conquered. And Joshua is getting old and stricken in age. And our father says so. Verse 4, from the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Moriah, M-E-A-R-A-H, that is beside the Sidonians, that's spelled S-I-D-O-N-I-A-S, unto Apec, that's spelled A-P, H-E-K in the borders of the Amorites, A-M-O-R-I-T-E-S. All those lands still need to be conquered. And as I just said, Joshua is getting old and stricken in age. So let's continue reading and try to find out who will be guiding them next. Verse 5, the land of Gibeonites, that's spelled G-I-B-L-I-T-E-S, in all Lebanon towards the surrounding, the sun rising from Baal Gad, that's spelled B-A-A-L, maybe that's Bill Gad, G-A-D, under the Mount Hermon. Hermon is spelled H-E-R, the Mount in unto the entering into Hamath, spelled H-A-M-A-T-H. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Misrepeth Maim, spelled M-I-S-R-E-P-H-A-T, Maim, M-A-I-M, and all Sidonians, spelled S-I-D-O-N-I-A-N-S, then will I drive out before the children of Israel, only divide you in my lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now, therefore, divide the land for an inheritance unto the 9 tribes and a half of Manasseh, whom the Reubenites and the Gadites, that's spelled G-A-D-I-T-E-S, have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond Jordan eastward, even as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. From, I spell it arrow, but it's spelled A-R-O-E-R, that is upon the banks of the river Aron, that's spelled A-R-N-O-N, in the city that is in the midst of the river, and on the plains of Medeba, that's spelled M-E-B-E-B-A, unto Dedan. Dedan is spelled D-I-B-O-N. And all the cities of Shihon, that's spelled S-I-H-O-N, king of the Amorites. And Amorites is spelled A-M-O-R-I-T-H, which reigned in Hezbon. Hezbon is spelled H-E-S-B-O-N, unto the borders of the children of Ammon. Ammon is spelled A-A-M-O-N. And Gilead is spelled G-I-L-E-A-D. And to end the borders of the Gershonites. And the Gershonites is spelled G-E-S-H-U-R-I-T-E-S. And they chart tights, that's spelled M-A-A-C-H-A-T-H-I-T-S, and all of Mount Hermon, that's spelled H-E-R-M-O-N, and all Bashan to Salcah. Bashan is spelled B-A-S-H-A-N unto Salcah, that's spelled S-A-L-C-A-H. verse 12. Of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, that's spelled Bashan, which reigned in Astro, that's spelled Ashtaroth, and in Edria, that's spelled maybe Edria, that's spelled Edrei, who remained of the remnant of the giants, for these did Moses smite and cast them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not their Gershonites, that's spelled Gesuriteans, nor the Machachites, that's spelled Machachites, but the Gershonites and the Machachites. The Gershonites is spelled Gesurites, and the Machachites, that's spelled Machachites, dwell among the Israelites unto this day. Now, see, what I request you all to do is go to the back of your Bibles. There you'll find a map. And I want you all to see the lands that I'm talking about. So, in the back of your Bible, there is the kingdom of David and Solomon. I want you all to see that, plus Jesus' ministry. I want you all to see that. Also, there is another map, the land of the 12 tribes. I really want you to see that because they are the lands broken into all the tribes that should have received land over there that was given to us. But because our forefathers sinned against our Father in heaven, we don't live there. We were Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68 tells you that we were taken by ship. Now, all those people over there now, they are the Khazars, Khazars. They have not been taken to any country by ship. We have been. And hopefully the President of the United States will be listening so that he can stop giving Khazars our money, our tax money, whatever money he's given to those people. They are of Turkish background. They are people that are originated from Central Asia. So they have nothing to do with us. We are the children of the Bible. And that's what I've tried to explain to you all today. So, I forgot where I left off. But let me read verse 13. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Gershonites from the Machachites, but the Gershonites and the Machachites still dwell among Israel unto this day. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifice of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, and he said unto them. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their family in their coastwards from Arrow, that's the A-R-O-E-R, that is on the banks of the river Arnon, that's the A-R-N-O-N. Now, what did he give the children of Levites? I want you to remember this. He gave them none inheritance, because who is their inheritance? God is their inheritance. I want you all to know that. Read it for yourself. And the city that is in the midst of the river and all the plains by Medeba, that's spelled M-E-D-E-B-A, Heshbon, H-E-S-H-B-O-N, and all the cities that are in the plain, Dibon, D-I-B-O-N, and Bathmal. Let me spell it for you. Bamothbal. That's spelled B-A-M-O-T-H-B-A-A-L. Bill. And Beth Bill. Meon. That's spelled B-E-T-H-B-A-A-L-M-E-O-N. And Jahaza. That's spelled J-A-H-A-Z-R. And Kedemoth, that's spelled K-E-D-E-M-O-T-H, and Mephah, that's spelled M-E-P-H-A-A-T-H, and Kahar-Jarman, and Sitmat, that's spelled K-I-R-J-A-T, H-A-I-M, and S-I-B-M-A-T-M-A-H, and Zar-Remoth Shahar, that's spelled Z-A-R-E-T-H, S-H-A-A-J-R, in the mouth of the valley, and Beth-Peor, and Ashto-Pagamo. Let me spell that. Beth, P-E-T-H, P-E-O-R, and Ashtaroth, A-S-H-D-O-T-H, P-I-S-G-A-H, and Beth Shemoth, B-E-T-H, J-E-S-H-I-M-O-T-H, and all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses smote with the princes of Midian. Eva. Eva is spelled E-V-I. And Rekem. Rekem is spelled R-E-K-E-M. And Zer. And Hur, and Reba. Reba is spelled R-E-B-A. Hur is H-U-R. Zer is Z-U-R. Which were dukes of Sihon, dwelling in the country. And Balaam. And you need to really know the story of Balaam, too. Because also the son of Beor, the soothsayer. The soothsayer is someone who sees in the future, and those type people that God does not want us around. Did the children of Israel slay with the sword? Excuse me, I have to belch. Children, excuse me. Slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. in the border of the children of Reuben in West Jordan, in the border thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben and their families, the cities and the villages thereof. And Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad, according to, let me read verse 24 again. And Moses gave the inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad, according to their families. And their coast was Jazer, that's spelled Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, that's spelled Gilead, and half the tribe of the children of Ammon and Aram, that's spelled A-R-O-E-R, that is before Rabbath. Rabbath is spelled R-A-B-B-A-H. And from Heshbon unto Ramoth Mizpeh, that's spelled R-A-M-A-T-H, M-I-Z-P-E-H, and Betami, that's spelled B-E-T-O-N-I-M, and from Mahanam, that's spelled M-A-H-A-N-A-M, unto the borders of Debri, Debri is spelled D-E-B-R-I, and the valley of Beth Armon, that's spelled B-E-T-H-A-R-A-M, and Beth Meeram, B-E-T-H-N-I-M-R-A-H, and Sukkot. And Sukkot is spelled S-U-C-C-O-T-H, and Zephon, V-E-P-Z-A-T-H-O-N, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, that's spelled S-I-H-O-N, king of Heshbon, Heshbon is H-E-S-B-O-N, then Jordan, and his border, even unto the edge of the sea of Chinaroth. Chinaroth is spelled C-H-I-N-N-E-R-E-T-H, on the other side of Jordan, eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad after their families, the cities, their villages. And Moses gave their inheritance unto the half tribe of Manasseh, and this was the possession of the half tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families, and their coast was from Menahem, that's spelled M-A-H-A-N-A-I-M, all Bashan, that's spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, and the kingdom of Og and Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, that's spelled J-A-I-R, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, that's 3 times 20, that equals 60 cities. And that is almost the ending of chapter 13. I will start at verse 31 next time. Let's have a closing prayer for you right now. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the protection from the evil one as always. Thank you. In Yeshua's name, I thank you. I want you to go to iTunes. Google Play, and Apple Play, and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up, by my nephew who made this song. And he is a graduate from Columbia College, Chicago. People in Chicago, you should listen to.
Help your children.
My nephew is.
And don't let them fall by the side.
Hey, this wonderful
of the road. Love one another.
I come on the radio.
It has a nice vibe.
And Friday evening.
Of faith.
Be with me.
In their heart.
Tuesday at 11 a.m. Yes, that you were.
Jesus.
And bring your friends.
In love.
And I want you to listen to me.
He won't let you down.
And
I know
he
forever in my heart.
That Jesus is right. You can all right.
We've got to walk on.
Don't be ashamed to tell them.
Walk on through temptation. Cause he loves, and his wisdom will be our help and aid. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. It's in my heart to be thankful.
To
Jesus,
his
love, he won't let you down, and I know he's mine. Deep down in my soul,
read Deuteronomy.